Hi, everybody. This is Kaya, and you're listening to the Music's Journey podcast with my friend, Kim Sear.
It's time to get behind the lyrics, the music, and the artist. You're listening to the Music's Journey podcast, brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com, your music and entertainment online magazine. I'm John Marshall. With your special guest, here's your host, Kim Sear.
Welcome back to Music's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Kim Sear. Boy, do I have a show for you today. I have Kaya. She is an amazing, amazing singer, emerging pop singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist from Calgary, Alberta. Her music is incredible. Her voice, I'm telling you, this music has been described as being a beacon of light, delivering messages of undeniable empowerment. And boy, does she move you. I was a puddle last night, listening to her voice, listen to her story, and turn around and see what this girl has done at 14 years of age. It's just insane. The positivity and hope just oozes out of her. And I'm telling you, you're going to love the song. And if you haven't heard it, I'm telling you, we're giving big shout outs to everybody out in the UK and Australia and everybody else in the States. I'm telling you, she is one to watch for. And I'm predicting this one right now. I look at a Grammy for this one.
Okay, I just have to say, Kim, that introduction, oh my goodness. I just have to say, I was listening to Music's Journey when I was doing my homework this morning and yesterday, and it's just such an honor to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Welcome to the show, Kaya.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh. It's such an honor to be here. Thank you so much, Kim, for having me.
If I stop for a second and you hear some dead air, it's me taking a breath because you're going to make me cry again. I'm already doing it now.
Whew. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you. So it's going to take me a second, so let me compose myself. It's just, I don't know. I've never been moved like I have been moved by you because it's important to me. I spoke the circuit for a long time, for 10 years, speaking for victims. And it was a big part of my heart. And I dealt with bullying. I dealt with so many serious, serious issues that go on with youth today. And to hear your story and hear how empowering you are, but inspiration, you know, that you're speaking for so many voices out there and so many youths out there that just don't have one. And especially now, it's harder and harder for them to be able to get that voice, to be able to be heard, to be able to even connect with their parents, because everybody's having to worry so much about finances, worrying about their parents at the job, the pressure. It's just a different world today. And the only place that they get to is online. And to see the movement that you've created with Kaya Live and what you're doing, oh, my girl, I'm telling you.
Oh, Kim, I honestly, like, you're leaving me speechless. Thank you so much for what you just said. I think, I mean, you said it perfectly. And I think, you know, music is a great place for people to have that safe space to be themselves. And that's probably why I love it so much is, as I say, you know, continuously, it's music is a universal language.
It is, and it heals. It's got so much incredible power because it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter whether you're on a complete high or you're on a low or you've lost somebody, you're going through something, or, you know, you're just in that place, you just don't feel right, you know, when it comes to mental illness or anything else. So you could be in a hospital with a broken leg or, you know, just other things that might be going on in your life. And it's always a go-to, and it always will be. Music is just universal. It is something that is heard in every corner of the planet, and it's just one thing that brings us joy. It brings us to that place where we can actually cope. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. You know, music is just that amazing, amazing tool. And you and Speak Out. Oh, gosh, we're going to get into everything about this one. And I just want to be able to talk about the beginning part of your life and what inspiration you have that made you start with music.
I mean, I started music when I was 9 years old. My music teacher at school came up to my parents after school one day and said, "Do you know Kaya has natural talent and perfect pitch?" And my parents, well, I like to call them my pandemic parents so lovingly.
I love that.
Because my mom, she's an ER doctor, and my dad is a SARS air ambulance pilot here in Calgary. So they had no idea that I was musically inclined whatsoever.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it was crazy. So my music teacher so graciously offered to, you know, take me home and teach me piano. And then eventually she said she could no longer teach me because I had started singing. And I mean, that's a whole other world in itself. So I was lucky enough to find Brian Farrell, who's my current vocal coach.
Wow.
He's worked with Sarah McLachlan, mm-hmm. Lindsay L., Paul Brandt, and I think it was Brian's contagious love of music and this infectious passion that everyone seems to have who's involved with music. It really made me say, man, I want to do this. And that is where the commitment sort of fell into place for me. And now it doesn't even feel like work. It's just music. It's just fun.
You know what? That's a mentor. I'm telling you, he has changed lives. You know, when it comes
to,
when it comes to young artists, he is just brilliant in every way, but he knows how to introduce you to the music business in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's important, right?
Oh, it's so important, Kim. I think about it all the time, you know, how grateful I am to have met Brian because, you know, he knows so much and he's such a kind human being. And like you said, he's a mentor for sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, this first single, this is your debut single. It is so special and it's called Speak Out. And it was written, you know, because you're expressing your connection and supporting people because of your mom and dad, right?
Mm-hmm. So I wrote Speak Out a couple of years ago from a dream I had, and it was about two people I didn't know who felt something for each other but were afraid to speak out because of what the answer they might get back would be. And, you know, I don't normally write songs from dreams, but it was so vivid. So I thought the idea was interesting. I ran down the stairs and I was just like, I gotta write this down. And, you know, fast forward, Speak Out was born. It was raw. It's raw and rough, but full of heart.
How is it possible at your age to have that kind of wisdom and insight into relationships? You know, because it is a universal thing that goes on, you know, in households mm-hmm. every day, because people get so stuck in a rut, you know, when it comes mm-hmm. to being able to express, because we take things for granted because we just think that that person knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't speak. They don't speak to each other. They forget. They do it when they're courting or whatever people want to call it today is dating, right?
Right.
So it doesn't matter whatever age group it is. People get stuck and they forget to let that person know how special they are, you know, that's in their life. And, you know, it's insane mm-hmm. that comes to you in a dream and you come out with a song like this.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I really felt inspired when I was writing it. Like, I could feel it in my bones. And when I had it finished, I was like, oh my gosh, I love this song. So, I mean, over the past couple of years, I've edited it to a version that I really like. And my now producers reached out and they said, do you want to go into the studio? And I had no idea what that meant, but I was just like, yes, yes, yes. I totally, I just knew I wanted to go into the studio. And I immediately knew the song I wanted to record was Speak Out, because it's a song about courage. And that's, I think that's why I love it so much.
God love you. God love you. I'm telling you. You know, you just ooze inspiration and hope. And man, you know, we could learn so much from you as adults. I don't care what age group we are. We can learn from you because, you know, you've got such an incredible outlook in life and you're so grounded, but you also know who you are as an artist. And that's insane how young you are and to have that kind of knowledge already.
Well, Kim, I just have to say, I mean, thank you for that. You seriously, you made my day. And I mean, I think you just staying positive all the time and trying to have an optimistic outlook on things is, I think that's the right way to live. And but I just wanted to say thank you, you know, because that truly means a lot to me, especially, yeah, just thank you.
Well, I know what it was for me, and I was a lot older than you when I was mm-hmm. driven, because I watched my parents. Both my parents didn't have much, and my dad was adopted. He didn't know who his family was, and he just wanted to make sure that he pulled his family in close and that he wanted to not have his children, you know, go without love and both parents. And they set an example. They worked so hard every single day, mm-hmm. and they fostered 40 children on top of their own 5.
Wow.
And
that's incredible.
Yeah. And they gave back. My dad was always out there. If there was a teen, you know, that was out there that needed some advice, my dad was always available. He was one of the go-to people on the street. We always had dance parties at the house every Friday night, and they just opened up the living room, and we just, you know, he was just so authentic, you know, when it comes to talking to you about things that were going to happen in life and preparing us and making sure, you know, we were prepared. You know, we had safety words, all of those things. But he was just a really down-to-earth, amazing father. And my mom was the most gentlest soul in the world. I never saw her angry, you know, my whole life. And she just recently passed. And, you know, that's why your parents mean so much to me, too. But it's just I decided at 19 that I was going to go out there. And I created my first company. It was called Challenge, Choice, and Opportunities. Because I always thought, you know, life's a challenge. We have an opportunity to make it and look for that silver lining. And it's up to us to make that choice to see it through. And I used that one. And I spoke in a lot of schools across Canada. And then I did another one called Youth for Youth Impact. And that's why with what you do, you know, it really resonates with me. And I'm so glad there's somebody of your age going out there, because my son used to go out in the circuit at 14. And he spoke on TV and, you know, he did a lot of the radio shows as well. And just giving a voice to youth and, you know, helping parents to see what kids were really going through. And so I applaud you, girl. I applaud you so much for Kaya Live and everything that you're doing.
Well, I cannot say thank you to you enough, because I'm listening to your story and I'm just thinking, wow, because it is so inspirational what your parents did and what you did, continuing that positive outlook and continuing, you know, and spreading that love and that light and, you know, being yourself, being authentic, that's the best thing you can be. So I also want to thank you for the contribution that you've made to society, because I'm listening to your story and I'm thinking, wow, this is truly incredible.
How did your parents give birth to such a perfect child? I'm telling you. It's just like, how is that possible? You came out and it's just like, you're just there. It's just everything that you say is just, it's incredible. You're articulate. Everything that you say is just well thought out. It's so kind. And I know that you've moved so many people already. And, you know, you got some pretty big endorsements there, girl.
I mean, it's been incredible because, you know, Brett Kissel has supported Kaya Live and so has Haley Wickenheiser. And I mean,
like Canadian Olympian gold medalist. Holy cow. And now she's been working with your mom too, right?
She has. Yeah. My mom has, you know, been an ER doctor for a long time here in Calgary, and Haley has shadowed her in the ER. And then I guess one day they were talking about my music and Haley wanted to help. So I've performed at Haley's Wick Fest 3 times now. I actually got to headline a show when I just turned 13, and it was probably one of the best experiences of my life, because I was performing for hundreds of girls who were my age, and it was so amazing to have done that and to have had that experience. And I'm so grateful to know someone like Haley.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to do this one right now for both your parents. It's amazing what your dad does. So please thank him for everything that he does and wish him a happy Father's Day for us. And I just can't believe, you know, he's a Stars Air ambulance pilot, and everything that he does is pretty incredible. So we're so grateful, and same thing with your mom. So Dr. Mardell Gamble, thank you for inspiring us and doing everything that you do every single day. And for Health Heroes, my God, it doesn't get any better. So thank you once again for everything. So big hand for the Health Heroes out there that you guys are doing. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to tell my mom and my dad as soon as I get off this, and I'm sure they're going to absolutely be, you know, so humbled by it.
Well, I'm grateful, you know, that they have the know-how to be able to raise you the way that they have and to have you, you know, turn out so special. And you just gotten started. And that's why I said, I am predicting a Grammy. So I don't know where you see yourself in 5 years, but I know where I see you in 5 years. And that's where I see you.
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, a Grammy has definitely been a goal of mine when I first watched the Grammys, I'm like, I would love to be on a stage like that someday, whether it's the Junos or the Grammys or something like that. But I think, yeah, definitely. I mean, Kim, I got to tell you, I'm going to be doing music till I'm 100 years old if the world lets me.
You know what? Your storytelling and your voice, we're just so darn lucky. Like for Brett, you're talking about Canadian country superstar. He is just amazing in what he does. And he's got a heart of gold. And the charities that he works with, Paul Brandt, same thing. The two of them have done so much work, you know, for people here in Canada. And we are eternally grateful for all that they're doing. So for them to sit there and endorse you, I know Brett doesn't do that easily. And, you know, he endorsed you instantly the moment he heard you. How did that come about to begin with when you met him and that feeling you had when you met him?
I first met Brett Kissel, actually. I don't know how we got them front row tickets at one of his shows, and he came around to walk on the stage, and we actually got to meet him. I have a picture. I was around 8 at the time. He was so lovely, and he sat there for like 5 minutes talking to me and my sister personally, and it didn't care if anything else in the world was happening. He was focused on us, and it made me feel like I was on top of the world. So when I actually got to perform with him by my side at an event for adolescent mental health, it was mind-blowing for me and absolutely crazy, because he was so complimentary. And after the show, we had a really heart-to-heart talk and gave me some really amazing advice. And, you know, it's been, the rest is history. He's been a mentor and a really cherished friend ever since. And I honestly owe so much to Brett, because he's such an amazing person and his music is incredible and inspirational, and he's certainly a country music icon. So the first time I met Brett, it was, you know, like sparks flew kind of thing. And I don't know, I'm like, he's a really cool guy. And then, I mean, I performed with him later, and I've performed with him and his band now once or twice, and oh my gosh, just such a down-to-earth, amazing person.
Now, let's talk about you going to the studio for the very first time and working in an award-winning studio like that with Juno Award-winning producers. Talk about that first moment and when you first heard that was going to happen, and what did it feel like going in and meeting those kinds of producers?
To be honest, Kim, there's one word to describe it, and that's unreal. So I've known my two producers, Justin Cunning and Spencer Cheen, for a while now, because they're both members of Brett's band. Justin is Brett's bassist and musical director, and Spencer is Brett's drummer. So over the years, I've gotten a chance to really develop a relationship with them. So when Justin called and said, hey, you want to go in the studio? Of course, like I said earlier, I was like, immediate yes.
What does that mean? Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, wait, what? But I walked into the studio. It's OCL Studios, which is an award-winning studio, and it was just like crazy, because so many different people have been in there that are so established. And I mean, Justin and Spencer, they're such kind human beings and so talented. So the fact that I was able to work with them and they let me have input, which was a huge thing for me. I said, okay, here's what I would love to do. And they actually, like, they said, okay, we'll do that. I'm like, really? Actually? and so when Speak Out was finished, and the fact that I had that amazing experience with them at OCL Studios, and I love that song so much, and those memories I had in the studio are ones that I will truly never forget.
It's funny, because I can just picture it right now sitting in the studio, because every time you're talking, I keep looking over at my husband, and we're both looking at each other, and it's like, you're like the little ball of dynamite. It's like a little ball of dynamite.
Oh my gosh. Well, Kim, I just have to say, when I first heard your voice, like on the podcast, I'm like, I like her. I think we're going to be friends.
I think so.
I'm really happy to have met you.
Very kindred spirits we are, I think.
Totally.
I'll be your big sister anytime.
Oh.
Anytime.
Oh.
Now, when you went and you recorded it, what was it like to hear everything that they did with the song, what your idea was, and see that come to light? And hear the master, you know, of Speak Out.
You know, when I first heard it, we played it in the car, so it was like on the radio. And I mean, I listened to it and I couldn't stop. Like, my eyes were bulged open, my jaw was to the ground, because it was
kind of like
that
mine
always
was last night.
Oh,
kind of mine, like, but I had the tears flowing at the same time. I'm sure you weren't crying, but I was crying like crazy last night.
Oh my gosh. Well, actually, I mean, I did have a tear in my eye when I was listening to it the first time, because I mean, I was,
you're so cute.
Maybe, oh, I know. I was maybe, you know, the first time I thought, you know what, I want to put out music into the world and, you know, record it. And I, again, like, had no idea what that looked like. So when I got the first version of it back, it was just so powerful for me to hear that. And, you know, the fact that I was able to work with, you know, two guys that I really respect and admire and that I'm comfortable with, and the song turned out to be, you know, more than I could have ever hoped for, it was the best feeling in the world.
It's got to be so special, you know, for your parents and your sister, you know, to be able to hear, you know, your voice and hear, you know, the incredible lyrics that you write. It's like, you're so wise for somebody in that in that body. I'm telling you, as I said, it's like a perfect little dynamite ball. I'm telling you.
Dynamite ball. I love that. Yeah, my parents, they've always been, like, my sister and my parents, they've always been so, so supportive of me. They're always the first to hear my songs when I finish writing them. And, you know, they're always like, it's so great. Then I'm like, no, I can maybe fix that and that. But they're always so supportive and always a big motivation for me to, they get me going and they're like, you got this. I'm like, yes, I got this. So I love my family so much and they're definitely my number one support system.
When you've heard and seen the reaction, you know, to how people are moved towards the song and hear the radio play and then the music video, what has it meant to you, you know, as an artist to be able to see that kind of movement?
It's meant the entire galaxy, Kim, because the feedback, you know, it's been so humbling because I was just so surprised about how meaningful it's been to people. And it really does inspire me to write more music and release more music, because before I released Speak Out, I was so beyond nervous to do that, because as an artist, you have to heal your own wounds while exposing them to the world. And I mean, that's what makes music both great and challenging at the same time. So when I got the feedback that Speak Out has, you know, all the radio play I've gotten, and I mean, the music video has only been out for a month and it's gotten 1,000 views, mm-hmm. which it's just, it makes it all worthwhile to take that risk of being vulnerable. I mean, the comments I've gotten, the fact that I've had streams in Japan, Australia, Switzerland, half of my social media following is from South America. It's super motivating and super inspirational for me to see how music can touch people like nothing else can.
It's nice when you're looking at streaming now and you're looking at the digital, you know, aid, this age, you know, it's such a, you guys are able to reach corners of the world that never would have heard your music before without that kind of platform. Yeah. And you came out right at the right time because people needed this. And, you know, it's just in more ways than one. This song is going to stand out for a very, very long time, the message in this song. So I can see this one going for generations, and the voice and the lyrics to this music, because the words are so powerful. And it's just something that we need to remind ourselves. It doesn't matter what age group this is. I know who you wrote it for, and I know why, but it doesn't matter. There's so many things that can be interpreted into those lyrics mm-hmm. that would fit anyone today. And it wouldn't matter how old they were. It wouldn't matter how young they are. It wouldn't matter, you know, anything, whatever corner of the globe. So you have done something pretty special with this one.
Oh my gosh. That, you know what? That's why I love music so much, is Sarah McLachlan said it best. It doesn't necessarily matter why the artist wrote it or what we think it's about, because it's up to the person who's listening to interpret it. And that's even more powerful than anything that we could say. So, you know, Kim, I still can't believe I'm talking to you today. This is so amazing. And just, I love saying thank you, because I think please and thank yous go a long way. So mm-hmm.
They do.
Again,
they do.
Thank you so much for saying that. Again, like, to hear that from someone who isn't in my, you know, my family or my friends, it's just, it's so meaningful and so special to me. So thank you.
Well, hearing you turn around and say that people need to heal first, you know, before they can move forward, it's just like, to listen to you say that at age 14. And to know that people that are in their 20s and 30s don't even get that part, right? And it's just to hear you right. even say that statement alone is just like, it's just another one of those, I got to pick my jaw back up off the floor.
To be honest with you, I don't think she's 14.
I don't think she's 14.
No. How old are you?
oh, I'm actually like 64. No, I'm not.
there's another person inside that body. I'm telling you. I swear to God.
I got a namer one of these days.
Yeah. Your inner child is an inner adult. I don't know. Okay, so we are going to play your single right now, and it's called Speak Out by my very, very special guest, emerging pop artist Kaya, on Music's Journey.
I wish I could be with you every second of every day, but that's not how it works around here. Your smile, it lifts me up, keeps me going, but I can never show it. Mm-hmm. Will you say yay? Will you say nay? Will you say thanks, but I'm okay? Will you say go away? Will you say stay? Will you say yes? Will you say no? Will you say why don't you just go? And then I'll be all alone. I can't seem to get the words out of my head and into the air between us. Now it's just a moment of fear and trust. Will you say yay? Will you say nay? Will you say thanks but I'm okay? Will you say go?
From Calgary, that is 14-year-old Kaya with her song, Speak Out. I swear she's older than 14, though. Now let's get back to the Music's Journey podcast. Once again, here's your host, Kim Sear.
What was it like for you to make the video? When they said, okay, it's one thing to go into the studio, but now we're going to make a video. What was that like for you?
Oh, it was a milestone, a huge milestone that I've always wanted to do. Because, you know, after we've gotten this amazing love from the radio play and all the streams we've gotten on Speak Out, I thought, you know what, we need a video for this. And that was something, I just put it out in the air kind of thing. And then we got connected with Oliver Banyard, who's an amazing filmmaker, and really put the vision of this video to life. So when we were filming it and everything, and my producers and my dear friend Brendan Waters, who played strings and piano on the record, was able to be a part of it, it made things even more special. So, you know, to have that be achieved for me, that was like a tick off my goal list. I've always wanted to make a music video. So, you know, to see that happen is just so,
so cool.
So amazing. And so, I don't know, even know how to explain it. Whenever I talk about it, I'm still shell-shocked from it.
I'm just going to keep saying the little ball of dynamite. Just a little ball of dynamite. Did you have any of your family there with you? Were they able to see all that come into fruition for you to be able to be a part of that video, like to see it, you know, at the sideline?
Mm-hmm. My sister, my mom, and my dad were all able to be there, which again makes it even more special for me because my family have been so supportive, you know, of all the long nights, of all the endless perfectionism of you know, perfecting songs and
I can tell exactly what your personality is like.
Oh my gosh. But like they've always been there for me at every single performance, at every single gig, every single interview. My sister's upstairs right now. My dad's just in the truck with the dog, but and my mom's off working, but they're all with me in spirit. I absolutely know it. So to have my family there was even more special for me.
What's your dog's name?
Her name is Octavia, but we call her Tavy.
What kind of dog is she?
Well, she's a rescue, so
Of course it's a rescue. Oh, I'm dropping the pen. See, it's just like, holy, of course it's a rescue. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got her DNA test, some cool DNA test, and so she's a Mastiff, a Neapolitan Mastiff lab cross, which is pretty cool.
Nice. Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a studio dog, and she's going to have her own podcast, and she's got her own book line coming out, and she's Mocha.
No way.
Yeah, a little Mocha. She is the sweetest cuddle bear that you will ever have. She sits up like a little human being.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, she likes to sit up, and she turns her head to every single word, so she is just absolutely adorable. I'm telling you, when I watched your video yesterday, I couldn't stop crying. My husband was in the kitchen. I don't know why. I think it was just overwhelming emotion to know that there's hope out there, you know, for this generation, and that mm-hmm. I see that the kids, you know, there is still that kind of silver lining being instilled, you know, when it comes to youth out there, because I just see so much mm-hmm. else, and I've seen so much pain. I've seen so many other things with youth doing what I did for 10 years. And right. It's just nice to see. It's so nice to see and incredible to hear. And I'm just so grateful for you being put across to my desk and to be able to do this show, because I think you've got so much to give. And I'm just so, so proud to be a Canadian today because of you.
I don't even know what to say. You, honestly, to hear that makes everything worthwhile. And there is hope. I know that we're going to get through this. Like, this past year and a half, it's been hard for sure mm-hmm. for everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to say that COVID, it's unique to like each person. Everyone's had a different experience, but no one's been spared. Everyone had to quarantine back in March.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think what's going on right now in the world, there's some really awesome things and there's some really not so awesome things, mm-hmm. but we just got to keep walking and keep staying hopeful, and I think music is a great way to do that. So I'm so happy that Speak Out was able to give you that feeling, Kim.
Well, I know that there's always, I don't care what is going on in your life, but there's always a silver lining, and there's always courage, you know, that has to be in place. And if you don't have hope in your heart and you lose that, that's where that darkness sets in. So I know that your song really is quite special. Now let's talk about your show. And I know that it's postponed right now. Is there a new mm-hmm. date for it?
We don't have a date yet, but we do have a time frame. So we're thinking that we're going to put on Kaya Live at sort of end of September, early October, we think it's the perfect time. We would have done it at the end of June, but we didn't have enough time to, you know, lead up and everything. And we think once the summer's over and everyone's back inside and back in school, then we think it'll be a great time to put on the show.
That's awesome, because we're going to be watching this one. I'm going to be watching you from afar. I'm going to give you virtual hugs from here. Okay.
Oh, yay.
My little ball of dynamite over there. I'm going to give you virtual hugs. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
When did you start performing the charity events? When did all that start for you?
Well, I first got inspired to do charitable work through music when my step-grandmother was dying of ovarian cancer. Aww. I wrote my first song for her and found out how meaningful it was for her. And the fact that, I mean, after she passed away, it was more peaceful for me knowing that I was able to come through to her and tell her how I was feeling through that Aww. Song. And it was meaningful for her as well. So after that, I thought, you know, how can I help others who are fighting the same thing? Mm-hmm. So I started a one-time organization, you know, for one summer only because it was so much work. But Kaya's Cookies
Isn't
for
it?
Cancer.
Isn't it? Oh, God, she bakes too. Are you serious? Yeah,
oh, my God. You need to hear this story, Kim. So I went around half of the block. And I went around with a little speech and I came back at the end of the day with an order for 44 dozen cookies.
Wow.
Which is a lot of cookies.
I know it is. Trust me, I bake and I know how much it is. I know how much John goes through the cookies. So I know, I think I've done really good for Christmas and stuff like that. And I'll put them all in the fridge. They're gone. So then, yeah, I know exactly how much that is. That is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, so we ended up baking 22 dozen of them and had help for the other half of them. But what was the most special thing was all the money we raised went to the Tom Baker Palliative Care Ward's musical therapy program, and I got to go do a concert for them, which was probably one of the most special moments of my musical journey, because to see the impact that had on families mm-hmm. and the patients was so powerful that I really wanted to keep performing for charitable causes after that. I was hooked. So whenever somebody asked me to perform for a charitable cause, it was an immediate yes.
Oh, you know what? God love you. God love you. And as I said, it just brings hope. And it's different when it comes from someone like yourself. Like, we hear so many moving stories and they're mm-hmm. amazing when people break through the fear and break through, you know, the things that hold them back, you know, life's right. noise and all of those things. But to listen to you sit there and have the heart to do that. I know what I was like as a kid, and that's all I cared about. And I I was really good at sports. I was really good at all those things. And I was very creative, you know, artistically. And it just meant so much to me to be able to go out there and make a difference. I just found it natural. You know, totally. I find it more easier to talk about that kind of stuff than I do mm-hmm. anything else. And it's just, I guess that's just what I'm used to. And I'm good at it, you know, when it comes to helping other people. But I don't know. There's just people that are just born to do it. And I think you're, as I said, you found your calling for sure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, music, the fact that you're able to bring everybody together and let everyone have an amazing time and get lost in music while supporting an amazing organization mm-hmm. and supporting someone who needs a little more joy in their life, then it's just so powerful to be able to do that.
Well, you know, to hear the passion you have for helping people, and you know, it's just so important, and you can tell that it comes from your soul. And that's why I said you're so wise beyond your years, my little ball my little ball of dynamite over there.
And I love that. Oh my gosh.
Talk about meeting Haley. Talk about Canadian gold Olympian. Holy cow. This woman has done so much for Canada and Canadian hockey, and now the Leafs, and now she's, you know, studying to be a doctor. It's just insane, you know, the things that she has come through and been able to mentor so many young women out there. Talk about meeting her in WICFest.
Haley Wickenheiser is so inspirational, and I am so grateful and so lucky to have known her and to have performed for WICFest, because as you said, Haley has helped so many people, and she just got her doctorate, which is incredible.
Oh, she's got it now.
I believe so. Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That is amazing. Holy cow.
Oh my gosh. I mean, exactly. Haley's so amazing. And when she asked me to perform for WICFest, it was, again, like an immediate yes, because I've always had some trouble performing for kids my age. I don't know why that is, mm-hmm. but
I told you, you're an older person in a younger body. That's
I guess
why
I am.
You're going to gravitate like I did. I always related to older people. I always did. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's hard, you know, when you've got that kind of knowledge and that kind of passion. right? Everybody else just wants to go out and play and just, you know, it's just different. You know, we're different and it's good to be different, right?
It's so good to be different. I have a poster in my room or a little box that says, I'm weird, deal with it.
Hey, amen to that.
Oh yeah, totally. For Wickfest, I mean, I performed for those girls and I performed for them 3 times, twice in Calgary and then headlining in Surrey, which was an experience I will never forget because, you know, I got to talk to every single girl after the show. 2 hours I talked with everybody and I got to hear their stories and how the music hall was meaningful to them. And I got to, you know, hang around the kids when the DJ was playing and, you know, dance along with them in the crowd, which was so amazing for me to do and amazing for everybody because I think we all came away feeling a little more joyous and a little more free to be ourselves, which I love.
And that's so important. You know,
so important.
Don't ever forget that along this journey, because I'm glad you got somebody like Brett in the corner and, you know, people like Paul and so many other people that are in your corner that are going to be amazing when it comes to advising you along the way in this musical journey, because it can get heavy, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's tough parts of it for sure.
Yeah. And you know what? And they can field a lot of that, you know, advice for you, which is so, you know, so important right now. And to be able to, when you're looking at bands, like young bands and artists that are out in Japan and, you know, China and all these places, that they're just massive hits and instant stardom. I can see the same thing happening with you. And, you know, just being grounded and having that kind of team around you, I'm really grateful for. Very, very grateful for, because I just want to see you live your authentic life and for you to be the best person for yourself. And, you know, do what you want to do to help people, but at the same time, still be you.
Oh my gosh, that means so much to me. And I mean, it's definitely something that as an artist, we all work on is, you know, being the best version of ourselves for not only the people we perform for, but for ourselves. So just hearing that from you, Kim, means, again, so much.
Well, you just hang in there and don't ever, like you said to your song here, don't ever not have a voice. If you got questions, ask, right? And make sure that you're putting that in place, because you'd rather have that than to not have asked, because you never want to have that fear to not have your voice throughout this whole process, right?
Yes, and that goes for anyone who's listening.
That's
you
right.
have a voice.
That's right. That's what the song says. You speak up and stand up, right?
Speak out, for sure.
That's right. Okay, so talk about the International Women's Day. Okay, so that's a pretty big deal that just happened for you in March this year. So talk about that.
Oh my goodness. So we entered Speak
She's
Out
so
in... well, this is quite the story, because we entered Speak Out in this contest for women. It's the Women's Freedom Song Contest for International Women's Day, you know, a song to represent that. And we entered in. We're like, okay, we'll enter it. We'll see how it goes, because we've probably entered a million different things and like, nice try, but try again next year kind of thing. So my mom got the email at it was probably 11:30 at night. She's like, oh, I'll tell Kaya in the morning that she didn't get in. But she was just curious to see. So she opened the email and she said, okay, first place is from the U.S. Oh, second place is from Canada. No, no! And she comes racing down the stairs. I'm like, what is it? Speak out, what's third place? And we were just screaming. And my sister and my dad didn't even know we entered. So my little sister, who was sleeping, is yelling at the top and says, what is going on? So it was such a spellbinding moment for my family and for me, because I, in that moment, had become an award-winning songwriter. And not only that, but an international award-winning songwriter.
It's a big deal. That's such
a
big deal. I agree.
Oh, my gosh. It was like, oh, it was, Kim, I got to tell you, I was flying high. Like, I was like, yeah, I feel like the best person in the entire world. And then I woke up in the morning and I was having an adrenaline low. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm tired. Oh, but it was like, anytime I think about it, it's just, I'm pretty shocked. I don't really think of myself as an award-winning songwriter, but technically in the books I am, which is like, oh, that's a good thing. to life. I don't really know. It's just great.
Oh, God, you're so adorable. Oh, my God. Oh. It just doesn't get any better than this. You are like the perfect antidote for any of the young people out there, I swear. Oh. It doesn't matter what's burdening you. They just need to listen to this podcast. And if it doesn't lift you, I don't know what else to say. I really don't know what else to say. Holy cow. I'm telling you, your mom and dad just like, how did we create her? How did that happen?
Well, you know, like, I'm not trying to, I never try to, like, plug my social media. But I'm kind of the way to do things is you got to put yourself out there. So if anyone's listening to this and wants to, you know, reach out or anything, I always answer my direct messages or anything, and all of my social media you can find at kayalive.com. So that's kayalive.com. I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, a lot of people have reached out and tell me how much the songs meant to them, or, you know, just if they're listening to this and being like, hey, she's cool, like, oh, I don't know. But I just thought I'd put it out there anyway.
Well, I would have asked you for sure, because I'm telling you, we could all learn a lot from you with what you do on social media. I know I can. So maybe you can mentor me. help me get back into where I need to be when it comes to all the digital stuff, because I wear all the hats. So it's really, it's draining after a while to do all the shows and the magazine and stuff. So it gets up there. So I can imagine what you are. You just must be completely wound from the time you get out of that bed, right?
I mean, yeah.
There's no harness for that.
Oh my gosh. It's why I chose online school, because, you know, you can finish all your school in the morning and then focus entirely on music for the rest of the day, which I absolutely love, right? And that's, writing and social media and everything.
Do you remember, John, ever having this much energy?
Oh, hell no.
I know I did, because my mom used to say I talked a mile a minute. So maybe, you know, I was like you when I was younger. She said I could talk a storm, but at the same time, I had so much knowledge in my little brains, what she used to say to me all the time. So I hear you completely, and I can relate to you so well.
I hear both of you, and it hurts.
Oh, well, suck it up. So again, remind everybody when the window is where they think that there's going to be the free online concert. And it's free online, everybody. So just to remind you for that.
It's kayalive.com, kayalive.com. It's, you know, Kaya Live, it's a free streaming concert online. It's all about, you know, we created it to spread love, positivity, and awareness using the power of music, which is truly one of the best healing remedies that there is.
Okay, are you okay to answer a couple burning questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, so what is your favorite part about pursuing music as a passion?
Well, there are so many aspects of music that I absolutely love. You know, there's performing, there's writing, there's collaborating, and there's sharing. Though I think what all of these have in common is the connection that you build with people. It's what I really love about being a musician, because it's such a pure level of vulnerability that a performer has with the audience. That's just so incredibly powerful. You can't miss it.
What about performing live versus virtually?
Well, I've sort of found a way to love performing virtually, because I've had to for the past year and a half. And I just say, okay, well, you got to make the best of this kind of thing. So I have really enjoyed, you know, learning about all the fancy equipment we have downstairs to stream live and everything and perform on Zoom, and found different cool ways to do that. But I do really still love performing live the most, because of that connection that you build with people actually being in the room and feeling that energy.
Very cool. Okay, so if you can advise anybody, a young artist out there and starting out like yourself, the knowledge and advice that you've been given, like working with Brett and with Paul, say what that might be.
Well, I think from working with, again, like Brad and all these guys, I've picked up amazing tips, but kind of narrowed it down to three different things. And the first thing is to work hard. And for me, that means running a song 50 times. That means being so confident in yourself that anything can happen on stage and you can get right back into the song and just focus on the second principle, which is telling a story. Because what is so amazing about music is each song is a story. When you're telling that story with all of your heart, your audience will go away feeling your passion and, you know, come away with a unique yet meaningful perspective of what the song means to them. And the third principle is kind of a quote that ties it all together, and that's from Jennifer Lee: be fearless in pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. Because when you really love music with all your being, you have to be fearless. Jump in with 2 feet, be yourself, and be fearless. And if you do the first two things, work hard and tell a story, I do think number three, from personal experience, comes a little easier.
My goodness. My goodness. What very wise, wise, wise words you have there. I'm telling you, that's very cool. Okay, so favorite song to play or sing around the campfire with your family and friends?
I'd have to say one to play around the campfire. This is one I've never had before. Let's see. You know, I really love for those kind of places to do songs that are a little more classic from, you know, the 60s and the 70s. So maybe some Beatles stuff or Queen or maybe Billy Joel. But from artists who are a little, you know, a little more from, again, from the generations like the 80s or the 70s or the 60s, I think those songs are really fun ones to play around the campfire.
Very nice. Okay. Is there a song out today, any genre, the lyrics that really move you? Can you name the song and who it is?
Oh my gosh. Lyrics that really move me from any song, any genre?
Yeah. Out there right now.
Out there right now. Well, let's think about this. So I made a present for my mom, and it's on my social media right now. It was a book that has the lyrics to a song by Ben Platt, and it's called Imagine. And I think that one, those lyrics really mean something to me just because of that connection I make. So whenever I listen to those, I get, it's really meaningful for me.
You've got to make your mom cry every Mother's Day at Christmas, right? And your dad? I know you'd make me cry. I'd be sitting there going, oh, man, I don't want to read this card right now, because then, you know what? It's just, if it's being videotaped, no, because I'm going to have that ugly cry, because you'd be one of, my son used to do that really well. He used to do it really well. I think you probably do it to your mom too, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, just a little bit. Okay. Favorite thing to do with your sister?
Oh, this is a fun one. I love, you know, I love playing with her just generally because, I mean, I still play with her toys and everything and video games. I just love spending any time with her that I can. And I think genuinely, yeah, I just love spending time with her playing video games and just playing in general. I love doing that with her.
What's your sister's name?
So her full name is Angelina, but we call her Gigi.
Gigi. What is Gigi's favorite video game?
She loves Roblox and Star Stable.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Is she competitive?
Oh, yeah. She's a little she's a little horseback rider, so she's very competitive.
Oh, nice. Nice. Very cool. Yeah. Okay, so something that you like to do that is outside of music with your girlfriends. What's your favorite thing to do?
Favorite thing to do? Well, we have a property out in Sylvan Lake, so I love spending time up there and doing water sports. I love, you know, kneeboarding and skiing and surfing.
Oh, hopefully you get up there. Have you been up there yet this year?
Not yet, but it's mostly been because we've been planning for Kaya Live. I mean, we started planning it in December, and then we postponed it in May, but we're, you know, planning it again. But we're going to try and get up there once school's over.
Oh, that's good. I'm really, really happy for you, because those are just memories that meant so much to me. You know, and my family was just going camping and just being with the family for 3 weeks. And that's something that my dad made sure that we did every single year. So it was very cool. And those are my
favorite
times.
Your parents sound awesome, by the way. Your parents sound like all-star.
Yeah. Well, you know, I miss them both because they've both passed away. We just lost my mom not that long ago. And that's why I think so much of your mom and everything that she's doing, because, you know, my mom, I would never let her go into a nursing home, would never have it. And so she stayed with me. And so she was home with us and been with us for 3 years, and she just passed away in just the last, just over a month ago. So, you know, she was my best friend, and in a different way, it's just like There was nothing. She was just the most inspirational human being I've ever met. And I've never met anybody with that kind of a force to be so kind and caring and always everything she had to say. She thanked everybody, like you said, you know, thanking and being grateful and, you know, letting people know that she thanked everybody, you know, even the PSWs that came in, she would touch their hand and give them a big hug, every single one of them, no matter how much pain she was in or anything going through. She was just the sweetest and the most kind person in the world.
Oh, she sounds amazing. My condolences, Kim.
No, I appreciate that. Okay. So favorite TV series. Do you have one?
I do. I'm rewatching it right now for the millionth time. Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, we haven't watched that yet.
Oh, it's such a good one.
I haven't watched that one yet. Everybody keeps telling me to do that. I think we've just done Netflix so much and same thing with Prime. And we've gone through them all on Crave. We've been watching a whole bunch of those while we're editing all the time. So we've always got something on.
I would totally recommend Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. All right, I'm going to watch that one. I'm going to take you up on that one. Okay, favorite home-cooked meal, your very favorite.
Ooh, my very favorite home-cooked meal. Let's see here. Well, my dad cuts up our steak into little mini squares and calls them steak bites. So I love, you know, a good old steak bites, grilled vegetables, and mashed potatoes.
Very cool. She's a meat potato girl. meat and potato girl. Very cool. Okay, favorite songwriter of all time?
Oh my gosh. Hardest question ever. Again, never been asked this, but I'm literally going through my head because I have so many. I'm like, which ones? I'd have to say it's a tie between McCartney and Lennon and Alessia Cara.
I told you, she's a different, but there's a different person inside her body. I swear to God. There's no way a 14-year-old's saying that. That is amazing.
Do you have a favorite Beatles song?
They're geniuses, and Alessia Cara is so relatable and so different and so raw, and I love her style of songwriting, so it's really a tie between the two of them.
Didn't Brett predict that you'd be up on the stage with her?
He did. Oh my gosh. It's something. It's on my vision board along with, you know, award-winning songwriter and all the things that are ticked off. But
that is so cool. Do you have a spirit animal that you would be?
Oh, spirit animal. You know, I've always loved pandas. I have pandas on my computer case and my AirPods, so I'm going to have to say a panda.
Very cool. Love those two. Okay, so I have to ask this one because it just brings back so much joy every single time. Your most useless talent?
Useless talent? Let me... I'm like, oh...
She's going, what? I don't have any useless talents.
No, of course. So I'd say... I can do this really weird thing where I grab my ankles and I walk on my knees and I can do it pretty far. So I'd have to say that's my useless talent.
Well, John and I have a hard time just bending down now and going on our knees without putting pillows underneath our knees. So I never thought I would ever get to that. I used to laugh at my sister all the time. And I'm finally there this year. So I don't know. That sounds painful now.
I'm very curious. What are your guys' useless talents? I've never been, you know, I've never really heard if people have any.
I'm trying to think. I've never had anybody ask me back. Okay, let me see. I like to imitate different voices, you know, when it comes to the animals. I should be in a cartoon somewhere.
Oh my gosh.
Because I can give cartoon voices really easy. Really easy. Ooh. Yeah. So
that's a good one.
Yeah. John, what's yours?
I can do magic. And
no,
I can
magic.
But that's not a useless talent.
Sure it is.
You can't use that one. You gotta have a useless talent. Nuh-uh, I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. I can sound like a cougar.
Oh, no, that's not. Oh, man, you're going to use
that's
that one.
That's useless.
You got to bring up. So you got to be more creative
that's
than that.
That's useless.
You use that one on the podcast right now.
Hang on a sec. Let me get Kyla's opinion on this. This is my impression of a cougar. Kyla, rate it from 1 to 10, 10 being the best, okay?
Think zombie.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I've never actually heard what a cougar sounds like, but he that does like a seem zombie. Like something that
he sounds like a zombie.
Yes, that's very similar. I'm going to give you a 9 there.
Thank you, thank you.
He used that one at Kayla when it come to the heels, and because she does these incredible whistles. And it's just insane how good she is. And it's actually in her new album right now. And he turned around and said, "Oh, I can do this." And I started laughing because all I can picture is he gets his chest and he puffs it all out. And he's like thinking I can do this really well. And then he walks outside. As soon as there's an animal outside, and we have this really strange looking cat. That can't. I'd never seen a cat in my life.
It's hairless and it has a really long, skinny tail. It's weird.
Really long. And I mean, like, it's got the really pointed ears. Never seen anything like it. It was staring at us while we were watching TV.
Wow.
And we both just jumped and he got out of the chair and he went to scare it. I was cracking up laughing because the cat came right back 2 seconds later. He goes, I did it. The cat's gone. I don't know what that was. And then 2 seconds later, the cat's right there.
So, oh my gosh. Those are the best stories.
I just want to say, Kyla gave me a 9. So Kim, bite me.
I'm telling you, you got to be a fly on the wall. I'm telling you, when it comes to John, it's pretty funny. Okay. Oh, now, last one. Okay.
Okay.
Favorite memory with your dad?
Favorite memory with my dad? Oh, I know. So for my birthday 2 years ago now, my dad surprised me with Waitress tickets, the musical Waitress. It was written by one of my favorite singers, Sarah Bareilles, and it's one of my favorite musicals. And we went and got, I think we were in the actual orchestra pit because they put seats down there. So we were like second row up to the stage.
Wow.
And it was such an amazing memory to have with him, and one that, you know, I'll cherish. And it lives in my head rent free.
Rent free. I remember that one. This is rent free. Yeah, I can great. Say this. It's rent free. Well, we just wanted to call out to your dad to give him a wish for a happy Father's Day. So that's coming up really soon. So we want to wish him a happy, special Father's Day from all of us here at Music's Journey.
Oh my gosh. I will for sure tell him. I know he'll definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Hang on. She still hasn't told us what her favorite Beatles song is yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my favorite Beatles song. Again, hard questions. Good. You guys come up with really great questions. Let's see.
I'm going to guess it's not Helter Skelter.
No, it's not. I actually have to say I really like Eleanor Rigby. Yeah, I did a sort of slowed down version of it, and it sort of became one of my favorites for a while. That and Day Tripper, too. I'm learning that on guitar.
I love Day Tripper, too. Yeah,
oh, cool. That's a great one.
Have you seen Paul McCartney on James Corden's Carpool Karaoke?
I haven't. Oh. I'm going to look that up as soon as I finish.
You've got to see
this.
It. It's a long one, but he travels with Paul McCartney through the streets of London, and they show all the places that they talk about in the songs, and they even go to Paul McCartney's childhood home, where him and John Lennon wrote a lot of the songs in the bathroom. And
oh my God.
It's hilarious. So you really look good. For James Corden, Carpool Karaoke with Paul McCartney. You'll love it.
Okay, James Corden Carpool Karaoke with Paul McCartney?
Yes.
Okay, as soon as we're finished this, I'm hopping on the computer and watching it.
You Google it, you'll find it, yes.
So thank you once again for taking the time here on Music's Journey and sharing that joy that you've just given us. You just made our week.
Oh my gosh, you made my month.
Well, I'm glad I could do that. So God bless you for taking the time to talk to us today here on Music's Journey, and you will always forever be in my heart, and I mean that sincerely.
Oh my goodness, Kim, a million thank yous to you and John for having me today. It goes both ways. I will always be your little ball of dynamite.
That one's going to stick with you, I'm afraid.
Oh my gosh. So thank you. Thank you again so, so much for having me today. It's truly been an honor, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, listening to this.
Kaya, the honor was ours. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, just being a part of this and just hearing your story and hearing your music. And you know what? We're going to turn around and say 5 years from now, I remember our first interview. And it's
my gosh.
It's going to be pretty special.
I'd love to be on the show again for sure.
Absolutely. And be like, yeah, absolutely, you better.
Yes. Well, it's so crazy because, again, I was listening to the podcast when I was doing schoolwork yesterday, and I saw that you had Lindsay on there, and I listened to her episode, and recently you had Annika, my friend Annika, on there.
Oh, she's good. Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Her husband is my producer, is one of them.
She is one of my favorites. One of my favorites. And I just love her energy. I love her soul. And you know,
she's awesome.
Just a beautiful person. And mm-hmm. her talent, her voice. And I said that to her then, and I'm going to say it again. You know, her voice needed to be center stage.
Oh, my gosh. She's amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You know, in the next 6 months, again, we'll have recorded some more songs. And so hopefully in the next year, I'll have a full EP released. And beyond that, I would absolutely love to be playing more shows, more intimate, smaller venues, and the bigger venues like stadiums, because, you know, I've been fortunate enough to have performed in medium-sized venues and pretty prominent theaters here in Calgary. So I would just love to have the full musician experience. Why not dream big? And as I graduate high school, I'm looking at, you know, musical universities or just places where I can take my music and be successful with it, because no matter what, I'll be doing music for the rest of my life.
Well, I hope so, because the world is just a much better place when we've got someone like you that's bringing us back to good things and good feelings and hope and inspiration and courage. So thank you for everything you stand for, my little dynamite.
Oh, thank you too, Kim, and thank you, John. It was honestly a pleasure and an honor to have talked to both of you today.
It was fun.
You take care, and please give your parents a big hug for us, and give your sister a big hug too.
Oh, and I'm giving both of you a big hug as well.
Virtuals.
Virtual hugs.
All right, you take care. Have a great night, okay?
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I can't say enough about this girl. She is just so incredibly special, and we are so, so grateful to have somebody like her representing Canada. We hit the jackpot when it comes to Kaya, and this little ball of dynamite has just got so much love and so much heart. I just don't know how your parents ever delivered you and you come out so darn perfect. The little ball of dynamite is insane. How, I don't know, it's just no words for this one anymore. She does everything. And you'll hear that in this entire interview. There's not one thing that this girl doesn't do, and you'll see me dropping my pen every single time she says something else that she does.
Don't drop the mic.
No, I don't think that would go well. But you know what? It suits the situation. Anyway, if you enjoyed today's show, please consider leaving us a rating and a review. The more positive the rating, the easier it is to find the show. And it really helps to grow the community that we are trying to develop here. If you are somebody who has recently found our podcast, welcome. We are really excited to have you here. So please make sure you subscribe and stay tuned to the future episodes. To everybody listening, please take a snapshot of this particular episode. This is going to go such a long way because it just spreads the message for this special song that Kaya has put out. And it is such an incredible, inspirational, moving, empowering song that's just about love and courage and hope. And I think that you're going to absolutely find so much. If you're going through a tough time and you're dealing with some issues that are just tough to handle right now, listen to this one and you'll be surprised. I don't care how old you are. I don't care, you know, where you are in the world. This song is so incredible. So you need to listen to Speak Out by my very special guest, Kaya. So I'm hoping that you can do that. Take a snapshot and add it to your Instagram story and hashtag Music's Journey Podcast and Now and Then Magazine. And I will definitely feature you in a future episode. So same thing, make sure you hashtag Kaya because she will get back to every single one of you. She is just amazing and just a total spirit, I'm telling you, and just a young body. I swear to God, she's got another person in there. She has to. It goes against everything. It goes against everything when it comes to how old she is and the knowledge that young girl has.
Now, when looking for her, how do you find her? How do you spell her name?
Her name is spelled K-A-I-Y-A. And if you're on Facebook, and don't forget, she's got a very special show that's coming up, and it's free on Facebook. And she's going to be announcing that, so watch out on her Facebook. And it is Kaya's Music Rocks. Kaya's Music Rocks. And that's on Facebook, so you'll see her there. And Kaya on Instagram. So you just take a look and see what this girl's got coming up in the future. There's going to be some pretty big names and people that she's going to be recording with her first EP that's going to be coming up. I cannot wait to see what this girl's got around the corner. And I'm telling you, as I said, I am really predicting a Grammy along the way for this girl. If she stays on the path she is, stays as grounded as she is, and continues to write the way that she is right now, she is going to make such a difference in this world. So we are so grateful to have such a talent here in Canada. We just absolutely hit the jackpot with this one. So thank you once again for listening to Music's Journey. We love each and every one of you, and we hope that you're having a wonderful day today and that you tune into our future podcasts. So we've got some great shows that are coming up for you. We have Jason Blaine, Stereos. We have The Heels. We have Mac London, Weapons, Carly Akins that's going to be here, Jamie Warren, Dan Davidson, Elise Saunders, Oliver Charles is going to be here. We've got so many coming up. So don't forget to leave us some questions on Instagram if there's an artist that you've just heard me say that's coming onto the show that you would like to hear us ask a question for. So we look forward to being able to connect with you. So thank you once again. I'm your host, Kim Sear, here on Music's Journey. Enjoy your day and stay safe.
And a great big thank you to Kaya for chatting with us today on Music's Journey. The Music's Journey podcast is brought to you by NowAndThenMagazine.com. You can listen to all our podcasts on Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, Deezer, Player FM, TuneIn and Alexa, and Podchaser. Our theme song is titled I Can Tell by the band Emergence. I'm John Marshall. On behalf of your host, Kim Sear, thank you for listening to Music's Journey.